Now for your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report with me from the Bayou Resort in Camellia, Arkansas, Gary Faraci. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you in this dry Thursday morning?
Well, I tell you, I'm dry. I was so confident I didn't bring an umbrella. I don't have my rubber ducky. You know, I'm just winging it.
If you go to the lake, bring your rubber ducky.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, here we are. Lake levels, not much change. Lake's still up, but the fish, they don't seem to mind it too much. Are they still biting?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think most people are doing fairly well, you know. First of all, we got the bluegill starting to bite, so that's good for the parents and the grandparents are taking the kiddos out to the lake and getting them some fish time or having some, you know, making some family memories and stuff. A lot of that's happening right now. So that's a big plus. That's that time of year for that. And the crappie bite seems to pick back up. It had died for when we talked last week. It had slowed down some, but I'm not seeing a lot of limits, but I'm seeing people catch 8, 9, 10 good-sized crappies. So that's a plus. It's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What about the topwater bite for the stripers and hybrids and white bass?
Still going on. I get out there at daylight, be ready for it. There's a window, 30 minutes, an hour. The guys I've been talking to, they've been catching two. Sometimes they get the limit of three. Mm-hmm. But it's short-lived, but it's still happening. It's still going on, and that's fun. That topwater bite is fun. The red fins, like we've talked about, mm-hmm. the whopper poppers. Some guys are even using live bait and just putting a split shot on it and letting the live bait swim around, and they've done okay with that.
Yeah, that's fun, too. The largemouth, spotted bass, Kentucky, how's that?
Largemouth, still been going. I talked to a guy yesterday. He had three really nice 16 to 17-inch ones. Largemouth did really well. He was throwing a tater bait fluke up in the brush and a red and gold worm up in the brush. He said other than getting hung up a couple of times, he did all right. He said he caught a lot of shorts, too.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, it is fun. I like fishing up in the brush. And you know, if you're rubber worm fishing or using a fluke, it's pretty inexpensive, you know. I mean, but,
yes.
You know, you are going to get hung up. To get to where the bass are a lot of times, you're going to have to get in there where there's that potential of getting hung up.
Well, yeah, with the lake being up some and covering that brush that was exposed, now it's just under the waters, and that's where the bats are going in there. You got to throw in there.
Yeah.
You have to.
That's true. But, you touched on it, the lake bluegill, perch, you know, they are hitting crickets, night crawlers, bobber fishing, light action. You know, I love to use, I call it my trout rig, you know, 4-pound test and just flip a little bobber floating device out there with a cricket or grasshopper or worm. They're fun to catch.
Oh, yeah, they're tearing the grasshoppers up. The bluegill perch, they love the grasshoppers, and they just tear them up. It's a time of year for families to get out and camp, get out on the lake a little bit, enjoy some family time, make some memories. And the kiddos, I've seen them in here. I put some pictures on there with kids catching fish this past week, and they just see the smiles, and it's just, that's what it's all about this time of year.
Absolutely. Hey, for folks that want to know more, Gary, how can they get a hold of you?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, drop us a line, take a look at the pictures, and, of course, our website, thebayouresort.com. We did yesterday had a cancellation of a few rooms for this weekend. Anybody that doesn't have any plans, wants to get out to the lake, give us a shout.
Yes, nice cabins, comfortable, quiet, cozy, and what a view.
Yeah, and the lake a quarter mile away.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Maybe I'll go down there and hang out with you and Diane.
Yeah, get out and enjoy and come down and we'll talk about fishing.
I'll just pack up my shorts, flip-flops, and ripped up old t-shirts and just hang out with y'all.
Yeah, and the pool's open. It's beautiful.
Would you let me, could I get in the pool?
You can get in the pool.
Okay. I got my little floaty devices too, you know.
Yeah, we'll get you a couple rubber duckies.
All right. Hey, Gary, thank you so much. We'll talk with you next week.
All right, Gary.